radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
The air is juicy out there today. As a matter of fact, temperature is 86, dew point of 70. Just a typical July day, but it's May. And we're watching this strong line of thunderstorms just west of the river region right now. As a matter of fact, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for Lowndes County till 3:30, and that storm is moving off to the northeast, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible. But if you extrapolate that storm, that would take it into, Prattville, Montgomery here in the next hour. So if it holds together, there may be a severe thunderstorm warning soon down the line for this storm, which is now affecting places like Lowndesboro, Haynesville, Whitehall, Moses, and moving off to the northeast. So this strong line of storms, and boy, there's a lot of lightning with this, is right now from, Dietzville, roughly, to just west of Prattville, down through Lowndes County, and then it extends southwestward down to around, let's say, Fort Deposit. And the line is moving eastward. And there's no watch in effect in the state right now, but there were several warnings a little bit earlier. This is the most recent warning, the one in Lowndes County. So the deal is showers and thunderstorms this evening and tonight with locally heavy downpours, lots of lightning, maybe some gusty winds in the stronger storms. Then tomorrow we'll do it again, another round of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours with a high around, 87 tomorrow, 69 tomorrow night. Another round of showers and thunderstorms. We'll do it again on Saturday and on Sunday. In fact, by Saturday, the rain chance is running about 60%, and by Sunday, 80%. So is it going to rain all weekend? No. There'll be rounds of storms. If you lived here long enough, you know the drill. But have a plan B and be ready to take action if a storm affects your area. And by the way, you can get our weather app on your phone or tablet. It'll be your best friend over the upcoming weekend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Right now, 86 degrees, and it's getting dark. Did you see the western horizon?
Yes.
A while ago?
It had a very Midwestern look to it because when cold fronts would come through Chicago in front of, you get that dark furrowing brow on the horizon.
Yeah. So that's the situation. I'm going to go back to wherever it is I go, and I'll be back later.
Am I reading the radar correctly, boss, when I say that the line of red cells seems to be banding together? That's a pretty continuous line.
Yeah. They were all severe, but that was late morning and early afternoon during what we were having lunch there. And now, though, the line seems to be getting a little stronger again just west of Montgomery, so we're monitoring.
Which one of those storms might nourish my tomato plants?
I would say that Lowndes County storm right now.
Okay.
Is the one that has your backyard's name on it.
I was being environmentally green today, so I didn't put the hose on it, figuring this stuff might happen later. Pretty impressive looking, and I appreciate you coming upstairs.
Yeah, sure. I'll go back to down right below us here.
To the Rich Thomas Weather Dungeon.
Yeah.
Cool. All righty, thanks for coming up and taking the time. It's 6 minutes after 3, and we also, at this time, activate our Live in Fear Doppler Network. That means you. So if you see something out there, whether it's unusually strong weather conditions or an accident or something that's been caused by the weather, please give us a holler at 272-9228 so we can pass the word on to everybody. We'll get off to our regular stuff. I'm trying to find my audio list for today, and once again, it's nowhere. I got to be more careful about how I scoop up my crap when I leave her in the morning. But I do want to remind you that school years are wrapping up right now. Some people will be taken right off as soon as the kids are done to go somewhere. Others are going to wait for Memorial Weekend. Whenever it is that you get a few days and you want to travel, whether it's 50 miles or 500 or more, find the time to drop your car off at Don Duncan. They make it as easy as they can for you to get done what you need to get done at minimal inconvenience, meaning if you have to get a ride back to work or your house or whatever, just let them know so they can set that up and you can do what you need to do while they can do what they need to do to make sure your car is prepared for a road trip of any size. Oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection of brakes, yanking things that get embedded in tires that can become little time bombs with weather changes and so forth. And if you need more than that, if you got something, you know, the check engine light is on, they have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three Don Duncan locations to diagnose the situation and master certified technicians to fix the problem. And it's all done with customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Downtown at 408 Madison. Perfect if you work for the government. Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And, of course, Don Duncan in Twice a Day, Millbrook.
Yes.
You can interrupt that. Yes, you can interrupt that.
Not that.
Yes, that. To get your car in and then go back to doing that. And when you're done with that, then you can go back and reconnect with your car. Does that make any sense at all?
No.
Okay. That location is on Highway 14, right behind the McDonald's in Millbrook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of May's lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to May's Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. May's Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call May's Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call May's. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Moving in as we launch Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas is in the house. If there's breaking stuff, we'll have it for you first. I'm Greg. Terry Adams joining us. Joey is here.
And here they are.
Jennifer, please clap. Oh, hang on. Did you hear that gliss?
Yeah, not your phone.
That could be important information. From one of my weather sources. 3:38 is when we can expect storms to begin in the Montgomery area. The preferred community is already getting some.
Oh, yes.
And but right now, only Lowndes County is under any type of severe thunderstorm warning. So that's just passing through. It looks... it can get ferocious, but it's normal. There's nothing... we'll let you know when it's time to hide under your bed or bend over and kiss your butt goodbye. We are on top of it here with the best resource on the planet, Rich Thomas, and Wonder Dog, Bailey, this afternoon. Bailey is just saying, what happened to Terry?
I don't know. His stuff's still here, but I don't know where he went.
Much beloved and glorious! Hey, in addition to nasty weather, we also have a constitutional crisis. So says marble mouth Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so a co-equal branch is not being listened to by other co-equal branch, and the third co-equal branch to settle the dispute hasn't weighed in on it yet. So, yeah, what a huge crisis.
Yeah, one branch apparently hasn't had the pacifier stuck in their mouth yet. They didn't get their way, and they're going to stomp and make noise and act out until everybody just does what they want. What's wrong with us?
Well, I really want somebody to... actually call Congress's bluff. Like, say I was invited to, for some reason, testify in front of Jerry Nadler.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
what a prick.
I just want to make something clear, Chairman Nadler. I hold your committee and largely this entire body in contempt. So if I could just dispense with the pleasantries here. F you, Jerry. Oh, now, don't speak ill. No, I'll speak how I want to. I'm a free American. You can shove it up your backside, you fat idiot.
So let's suppose Nadler looks back at you and says,
"Join."
We didn't appreciate that.
Well, it wasn't meant to be appreciated, all right? I think you get it through your thick skull what I mean by F you, Jerry.
Guards?
Join.
Needs to be hauled off in chains, put in that special congressional prison.
Yeah, I hold you in contempt.
That's great. I actually like that. I wish...
Grow a pair and actually throw me in your jail.
You know who may do that? And this is the Senate, not the Congress. Who is the douchebag that...
Burrito.
Yeah. Burrito. What's he calling Trump Jr. in for?
Nobody knows.
Trump Jr. is not going to take any crap from him. He's feistier than his old man.
Yeah.
And this is all about one thing. This is all about what's coming. What didn't happen, still pouting and kicking the floor and screaming over that, because they didn't get a Mueller report that opened the door for impeachment and tying up the country and dividing it even further. And here's the beautiful part of all this. It's done nothing but help Trump's approval. It's the highest it's been since he was first elected. Even everybody approved Obama when he first started. I didn't. I was kind of like, isn't it a little bit early? He's been on the job for like 5 minutes. Can we wait before we start taking approval ratings on him? We have this trade situation with China, which apparently is unresolved, and the market lemmings are all... That's another group. You know, I don't envy Brett McDonald having to read the minds and anticipate the whims of people who are, in large part, almost as gutless as Congress. They just, you know, lemmings. He did this, well, I better do this. They can't think for themselves. They can't have any faith. They're just day-to-day gambling on the best hunch they can create off whatever information they have. How much did the Dow drop today? A few hundred?
Not sure.
Waiting for the number here. It's below 26 again, so it was at least a couple of hundred. Thought we got an update on the Cubs game. Another home run for Rizzo today against the Marlins.
He's on really a hot streak. It dropped 138, essentially 139. It's about 0.5%.
Well, it's a lot less than it was at the beginning of the day.
Right.
Kind of like yesterday. Whatever is going on, Brett McDonald will get us the latest information because he keeps his ear to the ground.
Is your air out?
No.
Yeah, it's not. We were just hoping you would drift in during a break. That was our business manager, Ms. Kelly Cooley, checking us out. She was concerned, I guess, that our air was not working and we were hot.
Yeah, the door's propped open, so much beloved and glorious could bring his stuff in.
We like to look at some of the stories that don't get much attention in the news. The University of Georgia Judiciary Panel. There's a motion in my backyard. Do you mind if I take a quick look?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Could be high winds, could be something that's setting off.
You're really focused today.
I am. I am like a laser beam, man.
You never get distracted by, you know, sounds and beeps on your phone.
I know. It's kind of like I have ADD or something today.
Yeah.
Advanced. See, just like I told you.
Looks like your backyard.
Yeah, that's what it is. We'll put it over there. You know, because that sounds like this. And whenever we play this...
No.
It's here! My mystery day!
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery day.
Open the door. Will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
And now we're back into reality, and I haven't been distracted in 2 minutes. We have a phone call?
Yes, from Jim.
All right, let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim. Jim, hold on. Our connection is breaking up. Can you start all over? Jim, call us back. We're not able to pick up a thing you're saying. I'm sorry, man.
He must be in the middle of that storm.
Could be. And if you are, we want to know. But maybe the second time we'll get a better connection. We'll wait a second to see if he does get back to us. And yes, some heavy thunderstorms. We can go back to the Live in Fear Doppler and refresh it. But it's pretty much a line of red cell storms that stretches all the way from almost the northern border of the state, southwesterly, now moving into Montgomery. And there aren't any breaks in this line. I mean, everybody from Alex City on to Fort Deposit is going to get a good storm. I think this is going to be 100% coverage. But I guess Jim's not going to be able to call us back.
Crap.
So, have we accomplished anything in the show yet?
I mean, we've informed people about this weather.
We did that. But that's kind of Rich gets credit for that. Speaking of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to start ragging on bands. But they too easily fall into the trap of thinking that they're so big and so important that they're going to be able to do something that's going to not only change our lives, but they're going to fix, in my opinion, an imaginary problem. Brian May from Queen.
Yeah.
Now, going back to the 80s, when Willie Nelson started doing these big Farm Aid shows, and you get a bunch of performers, and they put on a concert, and people would make donations, and they'd raise millions of dollars. I never heard one word, not a word, about where that money went and who it helped. Not a single word. Hey, it's Farm Aid. Hey, here's the number, and it's going to be on the Country Channel on cable, and this is really important. This is a big deal. Does anybody know? Does anybody? I mean, I know they've raised money with that. I don't know if he still does it. But now they want to do a concert. This is the answer to everything. Let's do a concert and fix climate change. He thinks that Queen has the kind of following and power to conduct a festival to benefit climate change. Now, if climate change is the problem, why would you want to benefit it? What would you do? Let's say you did a climate change telethon performing and you raised $20 million. What would you do with that money to stop the climate from changing? There is no climate change problem. We are human. We got to play Save the Planet again. I think we should play it every day, either the short version or the long version, because in 1992, George Carlin proved himself to be quite the prophet on this topic. You know, Queen's a great band. I don't want to diss their legacy in any way, shape, or form. But these massive fundraising things, I have questions about where that money eventually goes and what it ultimately accomplishes. And I got news for you. The climate is the climate, and it's always changing, and you're not going to stop it. You're going to stop the weather. That's what George Carlin said. Think that a plastic bag is going to change, whether it's, you know, and some of these people think that time began with their birth. I mentioned yesterday, there's a city in Arizona that had a 95-degree temperature yesterday in early May. Well, Steve Goddard, who is a scientist, but does not, he's not getting any money, so he doesn't buy into climate change. And all he had to do is do a little research, it's all online, and learn that it had been 125 degrees on that same date in 1895. So what was the problem then? We didn't have cars yet. Was it horse farts? What was changing the climate then?
Smokestacks.
It's just crazy. I'm sure that you could do a big concert and raise a lot of money and change the lives of some people.
Sure.
But you're not going to change Mother Nature. Get over yourselves already. Hello, Wes.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm on 31 over here where the bridge is. Mm-hmm. Travel. Man, it's raining sideways, lightning like crazy. So if you're coming out of Montgomery this way, please drive carefully.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think this will affect my ability to smoke in a few minutes?
As long as you got an umbrella over your smoke thing. Other than that, it's going to be, you're going to end up chewing it.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah,
all right, man.
And this is Jim getting back to us. Jim. Jim, we still have the same problem.
What is the deal? Like, when he calls me, I can hear him just fine, and then we bring him on air, and nothing, and it just goes to hell.
Maybe it's my button pressing.
Can you hear me now?
That's okay. Don't move.
It is raining like you got some water faucet on about 15 miles south of Montgomery on 65.
That's the severe storm that Rich warned us about a few minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah, traffic's running about 30 miles an hour. But what I was saying about China, I think Joe Biden and his son are eyeballs deep in with China. And they're, if they can get this trade deal screwed up and make our economy go down, that makes it better on him if he wins the Democratic election.
Yeah.
It'll make him look better.
That's not an outrageous possibility to consider.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to make Trump look bad, and he's already said that China was a cupcake. They wasn't no problem, so.
Well, we'll see. Brant will update us with whatever he's heard. He's got his ear to the ground. He's got some good contacts inside. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, China's going to have to make an agreement. Their economy is in wretched condition. I don't know why they're pulling this macho Chinese wiener act here at the end, but we'll find out. Thanks for the call. All right, so we are going to experience the kind of conditions that he just spoke of, and I should probably get down and see if it's affecting traffic, if it's even here yet in Montgomery. And we'll get our first look at the roads if there's anything happening that's as a direct result of the weather. Mr. Balaki will have that for us. If you are interested in, I was driving northbound on Taylor Road today across from AUM. And on the side of the road, I saw a car. Didn't look too bad. You know, it wasn't from the outside anyway, a pile of junk. There was a card on the inside that had a phone number on it, if it had a price. And it occurred to me, people do this because occasionally somebody will take a look at that and say, I'll take it. That's really a leap of faith. A car that's sitting on the side of the road and somebody hopes you'll see the number, call them and buy the vehicle. Wouldn't you rather go to a place that thoroughly vets the products that they sell, the cars that they have in the lot, the cars that have the Jack Ingram name on the back, so you can be sure about what you're buying? That's why I recommend try them. And by the way, if you can't find exactly what you're looking for on their website or with a personal drive-by to 235 North Eastern Bypass, they've got a great locator service. Let them know what you're trying to find, the price range you're looking in, and they will go through hell and high water to try and find the vehicle that fits your specifications. It's an excellent, excellent service, and many people that I know have used it. That's the business. That's the universe they work in. So trust them first. Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram, and they will help you with everything from locating the vehicle you want, getting you financed at the lowest available interest rate, and onward from there. It's a great experience, one that I think you'll say, hey, this is not what I expect when I go shopping for a pre-owned vehicle. This is better. Jack Ingram at 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can shop by price, by model, type of vehicle, brand, whatever, at jackingram.com. We are exactly at 3:30. At some point later, we'll redeem today's Bonhoeffer's winning word. Let's see if the rain's affected the road, Jack.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our Thursday rush hour, and we have an accident already. It's at Vaughn Road and Taylor Road, so look out there. You know it's already really busy in that location. We also still have the police up in Wetumpka working the accident in the 900 block of Bam Road, and we have a report from one of our listeners that there's a ladder in the road on I-65 North between Hyundai and US 80. Be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded, and usually is this time of the afternoon, so look out around the intersections. The interstates are rolling at a speed limit right at this time, so be careful there. Looks like rain is in our forecast this afternoon, so
as the rain begins, turn your headlights on, slow down, and be careful. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. A mother's smile, when directed at you, makes your whole day a lot better. All mom needs to know is that she helped you be your best. So tell her thank you and have a happy Mother's Day.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some of us are going to see some strong to severe thunderstorms this afternoon with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It will instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your location. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Today's high in the mid-80s, tonight's low 69. Thunderstorm threat continues overnight tonight. More scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, with a high temperature in the mid-80s tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. Again, the most likely time, afternoon and evening hours, by Saturday evening and Sunday. Stay weather aware from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
A
little live Rich now.
What's going on?
The severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for Lowndes County a little while ago, that was go to 3:30, they have opted to replace that with a significant weather advisory. That's a notch below a severe thunderstorm warning. It's in effect for Elmore, Montgomery, and part of Lowndes County till 4:15. And because we're in the middle of the rush hour right now, it's going to be blinding rainfall and winds up to 40 miles per hour.
Severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Pike County in southeastern Alabama, southern Elmore County, western Bullock County in southeastern Alabama, southeastern Lowndes County, central Macon County in southeastern Alabama, Montgomery County, until 4:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 3:32 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Wetumpka to Montgomery to Davenport, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. The Montgomery Airport recorded a wind gust of 47 miles per hour. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Tuskegee, Wetumpka, Tallahassee, Union Springs, Notus Olga, Meadville, Milstead, Pike Road, Elmore, Coosawna, Porter, Franklin, Hyundai Motors of Alabama, Auburn University in Montgomery, Dublin, Lake Tuskegee, and Woodcrest. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Bullock, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, and Pike.
And hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
All right, I'm going to jump on here real quick and tell you what I just saw outside the back door of our building. I've been working in this place for 14 years. I have never opened the back door of this building and been hit with the wind that I just experienced. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery. Understand that the system overrode us while Rich was in here talking. but I got to tell you, it really got my attention. It almost, because it's coming from the west, opening the door to the north, I thought it was going to blow the door off the hinges. Had to be 35, 40 miles an hour at least. So this stuff, my suggestion is, if you don't have to leave work or be on the road for the next few minutes, stay put, because this is weather that seems to be amping up as the minutes pass. That was something else. I have never seen that happen before, where the wind just took the door out of my mighty hand.
You do have a strong grip.
They used to advertise Whoppers.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
They don't advertise the Whopper anymore?
Not the way they used to.
Okay.
Because it used to actually be like a really big burger and bun.
Yeah, sure.
It's been downsized. They used to do it. There's a few people that remember this, so don't roll your eyes, you millennials, like Joey is right here in front of me. The Roman Gabriel grip. Who was Roman Gabriel? I think he played in the Super Bowl. He was quarterback for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
A darn good-looking fella there, too, Joey.
Yeah, sure.
And so, to show you, to impress you with the size of that Whopper, they put it in Roman Gabriel's hands while he took a big bite.
Okay. So, I'm thinking he had sizable hands.
Yeah. And here we go again. Here's more information coming in. All right. Lightning in the area. Yeah. This is wicked stuff coming through. It's amped up. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County was issued. I would imagine if we're getting one. And I got to tell you, given the horrendous luck.
This is Rich Thomas in the Blue Water Weather Center. We're interrupting across the dial right now for a severe thunderstorm warning, and it's happening right during rush hour. So it involves several counties. Let me give you the counties. In northwestern Pike County, southern Elmore County, western Bullock County, southeastern Lowndes County, central Macon County, and Montgomery County here in central Alabama until 4:15. The radar indicates a line of storms from near Wetumpka to Montgomery to Davenport, moving east at 55 miles per hour. The Montgomery Airport just reported a wind gust of 47 miles per hour, by the way. So this is a pretty intense line. I'm looking at it on our tower cam right now. Very intense rainfall at the worst possible time here at rush hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning till 4:15, covering parts of several counties, including Pike, Elmore, Bullock, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery County, as the line of thunderstorms moves east at 55 miles per hour across the area. Blinding rainfall, lots of light. Take it easy. That's it from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
All right. Okay, so now we're on, right?
Yes, we should be.
Okay. Yeah, that warning was released just as he was walking out the door. And let me tell you what's on the radar. There is, it looks like a very extended line down from Fort Deposit northward up through and including Prattville, Autauga County, and right across I-65 from Twice a Day Millbrook. And all the areas east of there, including Auburn, Wetumpka, and so forth. And that's a rather wide line of red cell storms. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
That's a very potent line of storms. That's going to, 55 miles an hour, won't take long to get through, but you're going to experience some very high winds. This is why you don't want to be on the expressway. This is how hydroplaning and stuff like that can happen. So just let it pass. It'll settle down into a more garden variety type rain. And then things will be quiet again. It's 3:40, and Rich is here in the building. If anything else breaks, he'll override us so you can get the information immediately.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you're a graduate.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 0909.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All right, we've had a rapid sequence of changing weather conditions coming into the area. Wow. I got a photo texted me from Emily. I-85 at Union. You can't see. Look at that. It looks like 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the clouds are very low. The winds are unbelievable. Please, Emily, take your time. That worries me that you're out in this. This is not a good situation. It's one that's kind of wound up since the moment we walked back in this afternoon. We have a severe thunderstorm warning till 4:15. And we got Rich Thomas back in the room, so let's go straight to him and get the latest amazing wind behind the building. God.
So, you know, just as I walked out and said a significant weather advisory, they upgraded it to a severe thunderstorm warning that includes parts of Elmore, Montgomery, Macon, Bullock, northwestern Pike County, Lowndes County. I think I got them all. This is till 4:15. Reports of 47-mile-an-hour winds once it passed the airport, but you could see 60-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of heavy rain with this storm. Right up the stairs here.
I've been here 14 years. I was telling Joey, I've gone out that back door for 14 years, and never did the wind pull it out of my hand. That's a heavy damn door.
Yeah, you know how strong Greg's grip is.
Oh, well, stop with that. He doesn't care.
This is the this is the worst possible time during rush hour. I just saw Jeff Blake in the hall. He said, you wouldn't believe what it's doing to traffic. I said, oh, I know. He says Google Maps is red everywhere.
Look at this little clip that Emily sent from 85 at Union.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like blinding.
Yeah.
I wish you would get
so,
off the road.
We had a significant weather advisory. Then when they saw the 47-mile-an-hour wind gust out at the airport, they pulled the plug on the significant weather advisory and upgraded to a severe thunderstorm warning till 4:15, covering parts of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counties. How about that?
What?
It's moving east at 55.
You explained to us once, we had some nasty storms, but there were no severe thunderstorm warnings issued because they did not meet the criterion, even though it was frozen. What is the criterion for a storm to achieve severe status?
The officially 58-mile-an-hour wind. So if you're above 58-mile-an-hour, so in this case they're saying 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, that is the trip. And also the other trip is a 1-inch in diameter hail, which is quarter size hail, and that's a pretty big deal. So and by the way, you could be in the worst thunderstorm of your life with the worst lightning you've ever seen, and it's not a severe thunderstorm. It doesn't matter how much lightning there is, or it has to have one of two things. It has to have winds over 58 miles an hour or 1-inch hail, period. Otherwise it doesn't matter.
I just got a text from one of the fringe elements in the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Oh.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. What does Super Doppler Roz say?
Nostradamus strikes again. She was telling me earlier today, something's going to happen today.
Is that right?
So it's,
if we can only get her attuned with the stock market.
it didn't finish too bad.
But
today.
She can. You said Nostradamus, she can smell it?
Well, she's got a sinus condition.
Sinus issues.
Oh.
There's a little...
And, okay. So she feels the pressure.
Dr. Rick Love diagnosed it, yeah. See, all right, now I got a report from the house. Winds are stronger than rain. The gauge has picked up 0.012 of an inch, but that will change quickly. But the wind, man, that was a real attention-getting gust.
Yeah, I wish I could tune in. I've got my... iPad here, but if I had my phone, let's see if we can tune into how much wind in East Montgomery right now. Oh, you know, this is going to be a problem. So we'll get back to you here.
All right. The door is open anytime,
thanks,
sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. And I am a sergeant in the Rich Thomas Weather Network. No, I'm not. I'm a first class rain gauge boy. That's my next promotion if I get it.
Yeah, I hope you get it.
Yeah, me too. The money and everything else. The glamour is what really...
Show your grip strength.
Hold it. All right. Another severe thunderstorm warning. Till 4:15 in Montgomery County. And that literally could be any point in Montgomery County. Because this red cell thunderstorm, it's wide and... Virtually, this is one of those 100% rain chance situations. So again, and you just heard Rich describe the criterion for that 58-mile-an-hour wind gust. And so they've issued another one till 4:15. Well, William B., I wonder if it's raining hard enough to interrupt things in twice-a-day Millbrook.
I don't know. I'm trying to get there. I was passing by about the time you were talking about when that wind took the door out of your hand. And, you're right. It was nasty when I came by there.
Man, that was something else. That was really something else.
Yeah, it's bad. Looked to me like most of the traffic was pretty much behaving themselves coming down and getting on 65 there off 85. So. That's a good thing, but it was really nasty. I was coming along there probably about the same time. I don't know if Emily was ahead of me or behind me, but Emily, if you're still listening, be careful. It's nuts out there.
Yeah, 60 mile an hour wind gusts have been recorded with the storm that they just issued the next severe thunderstorm warning for. So I would say everybody just kind of like hang loose. blood.
I'm on North 4th Street right now, headed to the yard, and I think I'm just gonna sit for a little bit, see if it slacks off before I try to get in my truck. It's nasty out here. Everybody be careful.
Thank you, William. Appreciate it. By the way, that voice you heard in the background there, that was Rich Thomas on my phone on the Rich Thomas weather app, which is why you should have it, because when these warnings come out, you get an instant notification like I just did. So, bat down for till 4:15. That's what we know at the moment. What's interesting, though, is that this stuff looked pretty ominous coming in, but it muscled up. It definitely muscled up once it was... Right over us. Now, this will pass through. The good news is we need the rain. I just wish it would arrive in a tidier package. I got to keep checking this stuff. All right. Holy cow. We got a report of 1.5 inches of rain in country estates in West Montgomery already. So pretty much there's no reason to think you will get maybe more than that or a little bit less than that, because I don't see any breaks in the storm that show weakness. So we need the rain. The good news is we're getting it. The bad news is it's going to make your grass grow a lot harder and faster, and probably some weeds too. So the acceleration, you know, was nice at the beginning of the spring where you could mow every couple of weeks, and it's not going to be happening now, especially after this rain. Get equipment that's up to the task at Lewis Lawn. They're expanding. They're adding additional showroom space at Lewis Lawn and bringing in new products to join their already terrific lineup of mowers and blowers and pressure washers with great brand names like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products at Lewis Lawn, and a staff that really knows what they're selling. So if you're not sure, talk to them. They're not going to steer you wrong. They want you to be a customer. And not just make a sale so that you'll come back to them. And, of course, anything you buy there, it's going to come with a warranty. And guess what? They have superb mechanics backstage at Lewis Lawn to take care of things that may develop. I know it was frustrating. I bought my first mower from them, and, like, the first or second time I used it, I hit a rock. Bent the blade. Had to take it back. But it's nice to know. You buy it at a box store, you can take it back there. They're not going to do anything about it. Lewis Lawn has folks on site to take care of those needs for you. So team up with a great local business that's run by some pretty awesome people. People have been good friends to this station, this show, for a long, long time. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. You can reach him at 244-9191. Lewis Lawn is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right, we're cautiously going to continue into a break, but if anything happens, we'll be right on it.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I just got a report from my rain gauge at the house, 21/100ths of an inch. That doubled literally in just a matter of minutes. We mentioned that there's 1.5 inches recording, and Rich had a reading, a wind gust at his place, 27 miles an hour. So this is feisty, to say the least, and potentially severe, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15, and if anything else happens or develops as this weather passes through, you'll be the first to know. On News Talk 93.1 FM, 3:55.
Dog problems? Pet
Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time, out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence, no matter what brand. Visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today, making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
All right, at 3:55, when Rich was here with us a few minutes ago, and he's in the building, so if anything of an immediate nature happens, you'll be among the first to know it. He did mention that Mr. Balaki had reported, what are we on here? All right, Emily is traveling northbound on 65, just got off at Highway 143, lightning like a strobe light, water building up. Basically felt like I had to drive against the wind to keep Betty White in her lane. That's the nickname for her car. Did this talk to text, so I hope it makes sense. It makes perfect sense, Emily, and thank you. That's a very apt description.
I'm getting calls off air, too, that, I mean, woman said she's been driving for 40 years, hadn't seen something like this in ages, and she drives a very large vehicle, a large truck, and it's still, she's having to watch the wind. So, I mean, if you don't have to be on the roads, don't.
Yeah, give it at least 20, 30 minutes because the severe thunderstorm warning is in effect till 4:15 for Montgomery County and literally all counties adjacent. It's moving at 55 freaking miles an hour. That is a fast-moving system. Now, as far as what this system has done to traffic, let's go back and check with Jeff.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at the traffic around the River Region, and boy, things are really jacked up. First of all, we have an accident at Taylor Road and Vaughn Road. In fact, that's our second accident at that location, so be really careful there. If you are on the interstates, traffic is really, really slow. Be extra careful around the Montgomery area from Prattville all the way down to Greenville, and I-65 is jammed up. We also see traffic backing up all the way from the Chantilly Parkway exit all the way into downtown Montgomery on I-85. The boulevard is just as crowded as the rest of the roads. Be very careful around the intersections, turn your headlights on, and drive carefully this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded with cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. There's something special about the person who taught you to walk and to talk, who helped you with school, and who gave you all the love she possibly could. So tell Mom thank you, and Happy Mother's Day.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and to match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll see.